Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. Andy Allison back with you, closing out another fun week. It is Friday. Weekend is upon us. Hope everybody has fun plans this weekend. I am going back to my college years, actually my freshman year of college, because this song, I remember the song being played a lot when I first started college. So it's 1990 off the album Flesh and Blood. It is Unskinny Bop by Poison. This was a pretty big hit. Now, did it reach the level of Talk Dirty to Me? I don't know, maybe, but it definitely... You know, Flesh and Blood, I don't think was as highly regarded as Look What the Cat Dragged In, but definitely a really fun album. And so let's talk about the video, right? So we're going to watch it on YouTube. The link is in the description as usual. Hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So starting off with some muscle cars here, and looks like something you see out of American Graffiti. Looks like there's Bret Michaels on a motorcycle that looks like a taxi cab. Looks like all the band members riding some classic cars. You know, you got, you know, Bobby Dahl, Ricky Rocket, you know, coming in there. And they're, looks like Bobby gets out of a vet. Ricky's the one that has the car out of American Graffiti. And is this a cab? What is this? Nice, some long legs getting out of it, though. Two sets of long legs. We got CC DeVille, the great guitarist of the band, out of a... Yeah, it's a cab. A checker cab.
Hey, guys, can you take care of that? We gotta rehearse this.
He leaves the rest of the guys to pay his cab bill here. He's like, come on, we're doing this or what? What's happening? Let me get this song proper starting here. It was definitely an interesting tune. With we got a really great bass line to start off here. Really strong guitar in this one time, though. Probably one of CC's best in Poison in the guitar work in the song. So this was the first single released off Flesh and Blood. Peaked at number 3 on the US Hot Billboard 100. Number 5 on the Billboard album Rock Tracks, and it was number 1 on Canada's The Record Chart. Also entered top 20 in Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, and the UK. We got to. I mean, this is one of those. To me, being like, you know, 17, 18 when this came, no idea what the heck Unskinny Bop meant. I'm like, is it like a strip club thing? Is it a sex thing? I have no idea. We got Brett here kind of dancing with a couple of animated women. Kind of look like you would see them like on a neon sign. So the meaning of Unskinny Bop had always been shrouded in obscurity. CC DeVille later confessed that the phrase Unskinny Bop has no particular meaning. He actually invented it as a temporary measure while writing the song before Bret Michaels had begun working on the lyrics. The phrase was then used on the basis that it was phonetically substituted to music. The song was later played to producer Bruce Farabon, who stated, although he did not know what Unskinny Bop was, the phrase was perfect. So the video here is a lot of performance-based here. I mean, I don't know if there's any real concert footage in this. I mean, because it's too kind of crisp and clean, and they don't look as exhausted as you would look during a concert. The hair is like pretty perfect and on point with them, because you got that 90s hair band here. Because there's a stripper pole right there. I don't know. I don't know if people, I don't know, took this song as seriously as some of their other tunes, because it's just, I mean, it's a really good song. It's just Unskinny Bop is just goofy, right? We got some pyro there. So those were actually neon cowgirls that Brent was dancing with. I just remember this being played at a lot of parties freshman year of college. What's wrong? Yeah. Definitely interesting. And then we got the cowgirls are back. And Brent with his chaps there. It just seems like, I don't know, they're a little more subdued in this video for whatever reason. Maybe because, like, again, the lyric, it's hard to take somebody seriously when they're saying something like Unskinny Bop that nobody knew what the hell it was. No denying, though, it's a fun party song. And something that always reminds me, was playing a lot. I would drive, you know, sometimes get invited to parties off campus. You drive to them, and this was on the radio all the time. Oh, looks like CeCe's going to have a little fun here at the end of this video with the two ladies putting a private session note on the door. Well, good for you, CeCe. And good for us here, finishing off another fun week on the video. Jukebox. Okay, so it's Friday. So next week, we are once again revisiting a theme that we've done already. And we're going back to the 80s, and we're going to do 80s One-Hit Wonders Part 2. That's right, or Electric Boogaloo, however you want to say it. You know, there's so many One-Hit Wonders of that decade. So rich, such a repository, I guess, of choices. And we're going to have 5 great ones for you next week. So I hope everybody has a good weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. Take care.